Randy Wayne White has the easy manner and weathered look of somebody who spent a lot of time on the water. Before he became a successful mystery writer, he spent 13 years as a fishing guide.
Still listen to the VHF radio so I can eavesdrop on the fishing guides complaining about the tarpon fishing and the other boaters. It hasn't changed a bit.
Fishermen and charter boat captains show up in White's novels, but the main character is Doc Ford, a marine biologist and former government agent who lives on Florida's southwest coast. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, it's islands, shoals, and currents that shape the action and the people in White's books.
Randy Wayne White's books are mysteries, but often they're also about Florida history. In some books, he writes about the Colusa Indians, who lived here thousands of years ago, building villages on huge mounds of shells.
These are the shells these mounds are made of, you can see.
White has a yard that's built on top of one of the prehistoric shell mounds. In his side yard, researchers from the University of Florida have begun an excavation.
There are billions of big whelks, big conchs, tulip shells, olive shells. You can see the archaeologists have been doing a dig here, and they've been filtering the shells to see what they can find. And right up here, see where the white string is? That's where they drop down in the burial. There's a woman buried there. Dates back 1,400 years.
For many visitors, Florida is a land of beaches, theme parks, and resorts. Since moving here in the early 1970s, White has always been fascinated by another Florida, an older place where life still moves to the natural rhythms of current and tide. He's lived in this house on Pine Island overlooking the Gulf of Mexico since 1974. Now he stays here just part-time. Fans of his novels stop by too often to allow him to work undisturbed. But he says he still loves the house and its location.
We're sitting in a what would be called an old cracker house, which was built in the late 1800s on the remnants of a shell pyramid. And I love that precisely where we're sitting now, out on the porch, wind blowing off the bay, precisely where we're sitting and where I write, this spatial intersection, people have been telling stories for 3,000 years, and that's a fact.
White's stories revolve around Doc Ford, a marine biologist, an occasional government operative, and his eccentric post-60s countercultural friend, Tomlinson. While their adventures take them all over the hemisphere, the action often begins and ends in a marina, Dinkins Bay, where Doc Ford lives in a stilt house built out over the water. It's a mythical place, but one much like Tarpon Bay, the marina on Sanibel Island where White worked as a fishing guide. In the coastal Florida communities he writes about, White says even the people are shaped by their surroundings.
Their trapezoid muscles, the males, the trapezoid muscles tend to be larger because they've been pulling pots and nets. Their hands have been abused by the sun and the salt water and monofilament fishing line. That's an obvious example.
Unique Florida characters populate White's novels. At the center is the bespectacled hero, Doc Ford, who spends much of his time studying bull sharks. It's a fascination author Randy White shares. Bull sharks, he says, are an intriguing predator and in some ways a metaphor for his protagonist.
There are similarities in behavior. You know, he's traveled far-flung places, far upriver, the dark water, dark places. And as the character Tomlinson says in the book I'm writing now, Ford does not have a dazzling intellect. He doesn't have great physical gifts, but he is the most competent man I know.
Randy White is rarely far from the water. Across the narrow coastal road from his home on Pine Island, we step out on his dock and survey the Gulf and nearby islands. Much of the action in his books takes place on the water. In his writing, White says he works hard to capture the sights and sounds of first light and sunset as the wind comes up on the Gulf or the Caribbean. Looking out on the water he spent years on, White says while others might see a flat blue plain, he sees geography.
I look out here and I see some potholes out here that I know there are rocks. There are grouper there, very close. I look out this way, I see oyster bars. You can't see them, but if you're in a boat, you would stop abruptly if you went over them. There are rivers back in here that go way back up into the backcountry, and it's an incredible area.
In Hunter's Moon, Doc Ford is in a canoe. There's thick fog, it's midnight, and he's approaching an island off the Florida coast. Here's how White describes it. Water drizzled from leaves, yowl of raccoons, creak of trees, then another muffled exchange, two men, maybe three. During thunderstorms, people retreat in clusters, voices hushed. The same is true of the slow, silent storm that is fog. Men were out there in the gloom, foreigners in a Florida backwater. Why? Randy White travels a lot. He recently returned from a month in Cartagena, Colombia. He also is a regular visitor to Cuba. He travels under a Treasury Department license for riders and often takes along baseball equipment for kids on the island. When he's home, though, you can often find him here with his laptop at Doc Ford's Rum Bar and Restaurant. There are actually two Doc Ford restaurants, one in Sanibel and this one on the marina in Fort Myers. White is one of the owners.
The tough thing about writing is you go into a room alone, you close the door, and you do your work. And so to be able to come out to a place like this afterwards, and I actually do a lot of writing here before hours or sometimes after hours, it's terrific.
For Randy Wayne White, this spot brings him full circle. Across the harbor from his new restaurant, behind the shrimp boats, is a ramshackle stilt house. That's where he once lived when he was still working as a fishing guide. Out on the docks behind the restaurant, a manatee surfaces and takes a breath before lazily flipping up its tail and vanishing from sight.
Water is alive. It is alive. If we could get mask and fins and drop down off these docks, we'd see snook and redfish and probably Goliath grouper, and it's an amazing world unto itself. And a very thin demarcation between one world and the other, the distance of the water surface.
It's that unseen world just below the surface that intrigues Randy White. After 20 years as a mystery writer, he still has the eye of a fishing guide. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
And you can read an excerpt from Randy Wayne White's most recent novel, Dead Silence, at npr.org.